Kalamazoo College's Festival Playhouse is kicking off their 50th anniversary on Thursday with the musical Into the Woods. Director Ed Mentis says the play carries on the legacy of Playhouse founder Nelda K. Balch, whose goal was to make thoughtful, provocative theater.
Once upon a time, please.
Into the Woods is the landmark American musical by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine that is about the day after they lived happily ever after. And it's based on some Grimm's fairy tales, but they're done in a surprising, humorous, and sometimes actually even disturbing or dark way.
She's having... Oh. Oh. That was the sound of my stepsister's heel being sliced off to fit the golden slipper.
My name's Rudy Goddard. I play Cinderella.
Oh, no, I can't go investigate. A princess is not supposed to go into the woods unescorted.
Cinderella, in the second act, has just wed the prince, and she's kind of trying to figure out how to fit into palace life, which she realizes maybe doesn't suit her very well, or she's not very well suited to after all.
The woods, it's always when you think at last you're through, and then into the woods you go again to take another journey.
My name is Malcolm Brown, and I'm playing the baker. A lot of it is surrounds his journey through the woods, in quotes. And he is this kind of like timid character who's desperately in love with his wife but doesn't feel like he can really satisfy her in a lot of ways. Feels like he's shortcoming in a lot of ways.
And while the baker's away, another man tries to swoop in.
Anything can happen in the woods. May I kiss you?
This is not right! You have a princess!
Well, yes, I do.
And I have a baker!
Of course. You're right. How foolish.
What happened to your house?
We've had a baking accident.
What?
No use frightening the young thing.
You can't frighten her.
My name is Julia Smucker, and my character is Little Red Riding Hood. She starts out as a very innocent little girl who's very naive in a lot of ways, and by the second act, she becomes, quote-unquote, street smart.
We'll take you to Granny's.
What?
We're not going to let her go alone.
All right, I'll take you.
I don't need anyone to take me. I've gone many times before.
I don't know if she goes looking for trouble, but she enjoys, you know, battling the giant. I think she enjoys the trouble she finds, in a way.
Yes,
I dared you to.
I dared you to?
I dared you to.
That was
scared.
Me?
She dared.
No, I didn't. Wait a minute. You had a dare to?
And you had left the harp alone. We wouldn't be in trouble in the first place.
There's constant changing of time signatures. There's constant modulations or key changes. There's vocal parts that overlap. And then some that are in counterpoint to each other. It's really, really sophisticated music to learn.
It's the last night.
I'm McKenna Kring, and my character is the witch. I have quite a lot of singing, wide range, and that sort of actually reflects the complexity of my character, because at the beginning it's a lot of rap styles where it's a lot of very quickly spoken words, whereas the farther you go on she has a couple of more ballad style songs and a couple more angry slow songs that range from being in the more soprano range to the more alto range depending on the mood that she's trying to give. So there's almost like three different personalities. She has the angry evil witch that everyone hates, the loving witch to her daughter, and then the witch who's lost everything but has gained what she wanted, but in a very skewed way. So it ends up being reflected in the music itself.
Nothing we can do.
You know, if there's any lesson in Act Two of this play, it's that no one is alone. Now, that's one of the famous songs at the end of the play, and that sometimes a new community can be built out of a new community can be built if a traditional family community is breaking down, which definitely happens in this play.
You can see Into the Woods at K College's Nelda K. Balch Playhouse, starting Thursday night at 7:30.